gross. I don't really want to talk about it.
She didn't want to at first, but I mean, it's no big deal. Everybody does it.
I was ready. Totally ready, because we had been practicing this dance for weeks.
He was supposed to take this girl to this dance, but...
I sprained my ankle at track practice.
I hate sharing anything personal. It's so disgusting.
For the dance, I let her wear my shoes and she hated it, but I thought she looked great in them.
He could barely even walk.
I ended up taking some pills for my pain.
Yeah, they were my mom's, but...
It didn't go well.
If it's not yours.
Hey, you.
Don't take it.
You won't believe what happened next.
What do you get when you put together, number one, a council of local organizations in the form of the Lake County Substance Abuse Council, who's concerned about the recent dramatic rise in opioid use and deaths by opioids. And number two, some local students who are concerned about the destruction and devastation that they've witnessed caused by this epidemic in the lives of their friends and loved ones. Well, you get, as the end result, a public service announcement, of course. Well, they, of course, put together as well a nationally renowned local director and filmmaker to the mix, and that's why we come up with the Hollywood caliber, locally produced and casted PSAs that will be showing up in AMC theaters in Merrillville starting September 22nd through October 17th. In the studio, we have two of the young people who will be seen in that PSA that you get to see on the big screen. We have Diarnez Gaston, who is a student at Westside Leadership Academy in Gary, and Jakar Ellis, who is with the New Tech Innovative Institute of Gary. And they, as we mentioned, are both, I hesitate to say actors, but I guess you are in a way, in this PSA coming up here, along with some of your colleagues as well. Thank you for being with us here on Regionally Speaking to talk about this interesting PSA. And let me, and also too, we should mention Janae Beleza, who is a member of the board of the Lake County Lake County Substance Abuse Council, is with us to talk a little bit about the PSA and about the thoughts behind the PSA. Janae, thank you for being with us as well.
Thank you, Chris, for having us.
Let me start out with you first here, Janae. We are all very well aware of the very sad statistics and the problem itself of the opioid epidemic in Northwest Indiana and around the nation. What, of course, as part of the mission of the Substance Abuse Council is to educate and make more people aware of the problem. What came up with the idea of creating this vehicle to try to reach young people and anybody for that matter, but young people in particular, because they'll be showing up at these movies at the AMC theaters in Merrillville?
Well, one of the things that we found interesting was the speed with which this epidemic is escalating. And a lot of it starts with the misuse of prescription drugs. And so we wanted to get the message out that something that seems harmless, like as you'll see in the PSA, it doesn't seem wrong to let your friend use your mom's pain pills because he just sprained his ankle or he hurt himself. It makes sense. It worked for your mom, right? So letting them know that something that seems so simple and so obvious could actually have some detrimental effects that can impact you for a lifetime is a message that I think that needs to get out there. And we were really excited that the youth were willing to be a part of this so that they're friends, their peers, don't start engaging in that kind of activity early.
Now, Diarnez, you and your colleague Jakar are two, as we mentioned, two of the people that you get to see in the PSA on the screen. Tell us a little bit about your classmates and friends that you have met along the way that are the other participants in this public service announcement.
Well, the other two young ladies that were with us, they were very, very pretty, dynamic, and they were very fun to work with. And one came from Highland, and another one, she was a college student. So me, personally, I haven't really worked with, like, a diverse group before. So it was a pretty good experience because I really didn't know what to expect. I was nervous walking into a room with them. But it was like once you really get to know them and started acting with them, it became more of a fun experience.
And then, Jakar, what are your thoughts about having such a diverse group that you get to work with for this project?
It was just a very new experience. Like for me, I never really... I'm new to the acting thing, so for me to actually get out there, do a commercial and stuff, it was just very new. And then I was really nervous, especially watching the two ladies go first, because they was just amazing. But when I came, I adjusted.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me about your first experiences when you all got in this, you say, in this room together. How did this all start? Did you, maybe audition for these parts? Or did somebody suggest to you that you ought to be involved in this PSA?
Yes, our director, Mark Spencer, we had done a couple shows with him, and he was like, mm-hmm. we would be a good fit for this along with these young ladies.
Now, what did you do in the past that had experience with Mark?
The past, I was in the Watson School to Birmingham, and I was in a Wiz. So, yes, to answer your question from earlier, mm-hmm. I am an actor.
And Jakar is the only newbie, I guess. Maybe the ladies are, too. They may be familiar with maybe high school, you know, thespian work, but this is the first time they actually get to be involved in something like this. So you got together in one room, all of you had a chance to meet each other, you know, mm-hmm. the first encounter, and sit down. You just do a run through of the script, talk about what you're going to talk about when you're up before the camera.
Yeah, we actually did, but he let us kind of more read it before we actually got into it. We went over it and over and over it to kind of understand and get a feel for each other before we really got in front of the camera.
Yeah. Now, if you had these, I guess, can't call them anything but rehearsals, it was a chance to go, a read-through certainly, and a chance to talk about the script and what you're going to say on camera. Mm-hmm. How many times did you go through this before Mark said, okay, let's turn the lights on, let's get the camera ready to go, let's get this on tape?
I think it was about 5 runs, and really? Then when we was doing it on camera, each line took about 30 takes. It was funny. It was so many takes.
Obviously, nobody really realizes that. That's all the stuff that disappears in the editing process, yes. and it all gets put together into one finished product. How much time do you think that you spent in that recording session, that big long recording session, the multi-take recording session?
I say probably about
an hour or two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's so, not bad. That's yeah. Not bad. Now let me ask some serious points here. Have either of you fellows known of or have had classmates or other people in your lives, in your family, that have gone through the problems of opioids and have a chance to see something, unfortunately, firsthand, and it would in turn make you feel stronger about your own feelings and why you feel that this PSA is so important?
Yes.
Would you want to talk about it?
Oh, yeah, sure. I thought I was just saying yes. But one of my uncles, I experienced it a while back. It was pretty rough seeing him do it, but I really didn't know what to expect as I seen him sticking in his arm. And then just the feeling that he gets from it and understanding that you actually have to stick yourself mm-hmm. and put drugs in you just to get that feeling, I knew that's something that I never wanted, because eventually, like we said in the commercial, the drug will rule your life. Actually, we did a play called Stand Up, Change Teen Statistics, which we are doing again, and it explains over and over and over how once you take a drug, if you consistently take it, it will rule your life, and that's what the drug is doing to him. It's ruling his life, and he can't live without it.
That's D'Arnaz Gaston and Jakar Ellis. Tell us about what experiences or family experiences that you've actually had in dealing with the problems of drugs and opioids, of course.
Well, my brother, not recently, but a while back, fell into it. And it was really, because he had a hard life, so that was like the only thing he felt as if he can turn to. Mm-hmm. So when he turned to that, it just made everything worse. He recently is just not coming back from like a rehab, and he's really just now getting back on his feet. So I get told all the time, you don't want to take that road, you don't want to do that. It's things that could really damage your life.
Did the ladies that you are involved in the PSA in talking with them, did they have, they're not here to talk for today, but did they relate any family experiences or personal experiences that they knew about that certainly made them feel stronger against drugs?
Not that I knew of. Okay.
I'm sure they remember. Well, they may have been involved or had family members. We'll just mm-hmm. have mm-hmm. to kind of hope that that wasn't the case. Mm-hmm. Now that you've gone through this experience of participating in a production like this, creating this PSA, I'm sure both of you gentlemen and the others involved in the project, I just can't wait to get to see yourselves up on the screen at the AMC theaters in Maryville next month.
Yes, oh, yeah. Sir.
I'm waiting.
I should say it's going to start September 22nd and through October 17th. So it's actually going to be later this month into October as well, too.
It's actually starting this Friday.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Okay, that's better still. That's right. That's better still than September. Janae, let me ask you, what has happened so far now that this project is done and the public will get to see this on the screen through the running of it? Do you know if the Substance Abuse Council is interested in doing more awareness messages like this?
Well, first of all, we're just grateful to have the opportunity to get the message out to the public about the dangers of sharing your prescription drugs. I'm glad, and like I said, I'm so happy that the kids wanted to be engaged in getting this message out. And I'm hoping that what happens is that seeing the message in the format that we presented it, which is much more a day in the life of kids and what happens, and them kind of sharing with you, don't do this, as opposed to being told, just telling you not to do it. I'm hoping that the audience will kind of garner a relationship with the kids, like, you know, we were able to watching it as we were finalizing it for the theater, and relate to them in such a way that they can relate to similar situations in their own lives and actually be proactive and do something about it and know that the Lake County Substance Abuse Council is available to assist them.
I was thinking that this is a very brief message. It's only about a minute, so it'll be running obviously a lot of times when it's at the theaters during the run here in September and into October. And I didn't know if maybe any thoughts were, now that this part of this awareness campaign is over with, that maybe some something that'll run longer, you know, a little longer messages might be in the offing sometime.
Well, actually, there is. We do have a YouTube page where we're going to post this video. And what's going to happen is, if you'll notice when you watch it, there's kind of a tease of more to come, and the tease will happen on the YouTube channel. So
that's great. Well, that'd be great. You have an opportunity. You can run longer messages and be able to still get the word out. You have to let people know it's going to be on YouTube. You know, this time around here. One of the things I wanted to ask about here was in talking about this type of way to explain to people. You're hoping that you're not only trying to reach young people your own age, or people just slightly older than you, trying to maybe shake up older adults, and if they're not involved certainly in the problems of opioid abuse, but they have family members that maybe will prompt them to get help for their family members as well. Would you like to see that as one of the end results of this PSA campaign?
Of course,
yes, because. I don't just believe the drugs. When they take the drugs, it's not only hurting them, but it's hurting the ones that they love too. And that's something that they should really look at, because my family is deep in drugs and they don't think it hurts us, but seeing them do it and just watching it, is it tear you up inside.
That's Darren is Gaston. He was a student at the Westside Leadership Academy in Gary. And with us in the studio is Jakar Ellis. He is with the New Tech Innovative Institute in Gary as well. And Janae Beleza is a board member of the Lake County Substance Abuse Council. The Substance Abuse Council has put together a PSA entitled Dangers of Sharing Your Prescription Drug. And it's going to run at the Maryville AMC Theaters beginning this Friday, September 22nd through October 17th. And you mentioned too as well that the videos right now is on the YouTube page for the Substance Abuse Council, if I understand it, and more will be out there in the future.
Well, we're going to actually wait to launch it until after it launches at the theater, because we don't want people getting a sneak peek. Only you were special enough to get a sneak peek.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that, because at least we had a chance to play it for you on the radio, so you get to hear what it's like. But it's much better if you see it. So go to the AMC theaters here in Maryville starting in this Friday through October 17th and watch a movie and look for the videos. It'll be a different kind of trailer that you'll get to see on the screen up there in the theater. And both of you, all three of you, thank you very much for being with us to talk about this today. And the best
thank
of luck
you.
To you on the project. And we hope that this particular awareness campaign about the dangers of opioid abuse and the epidemic itself will drive home the fact that number one, don't share medicines with anybody, and don't take your parents' medicines and take them to your friends as well too. Don't do that, and just stay away from the drugs and to begin with. That would just help out too. So thank you all for being with us today.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
And remember, if it's not yours, don't take it.